what the nuances are of all of that. But, you know, if there's something local going on.
Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, as we perform a popular show here on the network, and that is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Coach Rob answers your questions about training, nutrition, diet, drugs, and everything in between. We'll get started with that in just a moment. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by a guy who I really think is one of the most interesting people I've met in a long time, and that's Aaron Trawick. We had him on not too long ago. We did the Super Soldier show. By the way, got tons of positive comments from people about that show, especially those who actually in the military. Aaron is also involved in the group that got the metformin as an anti-aging in humans trial on, the first ever drug trial approved to be tested to see if it has anti-aging effects on humans, not rats, not C. elegans, not fruit flies. And we're going to talk about behind the scenes of what it took to get that on, because this is no small accomplishment. And when you find out how they raise their money, you're going to be shocked of who is interested in this kind of research. It's really, I thought, a very, very important topic. So we'll get started with that in just a moment. But first, without further ado.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
You know, I say without further ado all the time. I have no idea what ado means. I'm going to have to look it up now. I just use it because I hear other people using it in this context. And I hate using words that I don't know what they mean, because quite often you can make a fool of yourself without realizing it. So I promise I will look up what ado means after the show. Rob Regish, how you doing, brother?
I am feeling fantastic, with the exception of elbow tendonitis.
All right, we got to talk about that, because you and I were talking offline. I said this is a discussion we have to have on the air. First of all, before we talk about that, we got to give Jennifer Skulnick some awesome kudos here. Okay, this morning I was grinding out my cardio, and I've been posting on Facebook, and I said, "Who's out there grinding it out?" And sure enough, Jennifer goes, "I'm here, just getting started on my cardio. Rob is still sleeping."
That's my girl.
So I told you that, and you said to me, she did, go ahead, you tell, she did 20 rep squats with how much weight?
200 pounds.
Dude, there are guys that can't do that.
You know, I'm so proud of her. She's worked so hard, and, you know, she continues to do it, so.
We had to give her credit, because I'm going to tell you something. We need more women to join the Superhuman Nation, because they need strength just as much as the men do. So there you
Amen.
Go. Now let's talk about your tendon. So you said to me, hey, I think I'm going to have to go under the knife for the tendonitis. And I'll tell you what happens with tendonitis. When it lasts too long, I found this out the hard way. When you have tendonitis on and off for years, or even just a year, the tendon starts to shred. Imagine a cable that little individual wires are breaking loose, and it starts to shred. And the tensile strength of the tendon becomes weaker and weaker. But more importantly, the tendon itself, by shredding, attracts an inflammatory response, but it doesn't heal. It doesn't attract enough of an inflammatory response. It doesn't heal. And quite often, if you don't detach it, like I did, my tricep tendon. That's what I had tricep tendonitis for the longest time, until finally the tricep popped and tore at the weak spot. If you don't wait for that to happen, most doctors will go, we got to go in there and reattach it now before it actually snaps. But here's the thing that you need to try before you go under the knife. And that is PRP, platelet-rich plasma. Okay. So you need to find the orthopedic surgeon that does it. So what they do is they draw blood from you. They spin the blood. They get the platelets out of your blood. They concentrate them. They put them into a medium that keeps them localized. They inject it right back into the tendon. I can tell you stories about people who told me that they were about to have surgery done and now they have no problems at all with tendon issues when they used PRP.
I'll look into it, man.
You have to, Rob, because let me tell you the bad thing. So my left arm, the tricep doesn't work the same as it used to because the reattachment point changes the trajectory, the geometry, the angle of the joint, and where the muscle attaches. It's not the same. I can't lock out anymore completely. Yeah. I can only get to about 90% of lockout, and that's as far as I can go because the attachment that nature gave me when I formed in my mother's womb is what my muscle developed under, and now it's not attached there anymore.
Sure.
So if you can avoid going under the knife and PRP can do it for you, please, please look into that first, okay?
Done.
Okay.
All right, I have two big announcements real quick.
Go.
The first one is time sensitive. You have one day left to get in on the lowest price Synthogen ever offered. Wednesday, tomorrow, the 11th at midnight, is the deadline. So if you've ever wondered what it's like to recover, like you're on gear, head on over to Synthogen.com and use code SHR21 for a whopping 21% off. That goes for single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four. Secondly, the Blueprint Army's New Year's kickoff special is open through January 31st. It only happens once a year, and after a 14-month hiatus, it's back. Every Blueprint Power Hour ever recorded, a written transcript of such, every Blueprint Bulletin ever published, 51 and counting, an ongoing subscription, all six books I've published, every special report, every webinar, every course, and every article I've ever written. You also get special red alerts to inform you of FDA and DEA action and supplement bans, access to our private Facebook group, access to me at any time to answer your questions. Literally, a lifetime of knowledge for a smidgen over a buck a day. Head on over to CoachRobRegish.com, click the Learn More link, and you will get all the details on the game changers that await you.
Okay. And we're going to have an actual guest listener on next week's show, right?
Yes, we are.
And I got a lot of respect for this guy, Seth Spanner. Dude is making amazing progress in his bench press. His bench press is flawless. His execution, his form, the strictness of his bench press is flawless. I think he press 365 is on his way to 405. So he's going to be on next week's show. So if you know him, reach out to him and tell him you're going to be listening.
He's a beast. I met him in person.
Yeah, great guy. Gary Juster says, I'm wondering if you're New Year's resolution kind of guy. Like, have you set any new goals for yourself or what you want to accomplish? Should everyone be doing that every time a new year rolls around? I'd like to put on some more muscle and lose some fat, but I'm unsure on how best to go about it. Anything you can tell me that might help? I'm really busy and can't always get to the gym.
Okay, the answer to your first question is no. I was never a New Year's resolution type. When you really study those people, most of them fail, right, in keeping it, and it's a little wonder why. So here's what usually happens. Most people that make New Year's resolutions, they mean well, but it's the only time of year they're striving to get better, physically speaking. That needs to be 24/7, 365 days a year, right? Not a part-time project. The tools you need to make the changes are not sitting on a shelf somewhere waiting to be pulled down every January 1st, okay? You know, if they've laid dormant for 11 months, they're going to be rusty. So tools like the discipline to train 3 to 4 days a week, shop, cook, and consume healthy meals, and count macros are vital. You know, then they only get better with practice, and practicing once a year isn't cutting it. Secondly, expectations have been skewed a lot by CrossFit or whatever it is today, commercials, showing amazing body transformations. And it used to be in 90 days. Now it's in 30. You know, so people get all fired up and they join Planet Stupid for $10 a month. A lot of them go every day in an attempt to get even faster results. By week three, most of these folks have given up. They're not seeing the transformation that was promised, and they're beat up from all of the overtraining. Pretty soon, they stop going altogether. The money keeps coming out of their checking account, though. So, you know what? If you're serious about making changes, I would suggest you do the following. Number one, take measurements around your neck, chest, upper arms, waist, thighs, and calves. Get a body comp done if it's available to you. But at the very least, take those measurements. Grab your cell phone and take some pictures, one from the front, side, and back. Also, put a pair of jeans on. Take pictures and note how they fit. Now, you want to throw those in a closet where nobody will disturb them or wash them, etc. I'll get to why in a second. Buy a copy of Convict Conditioning or Brooks Cubic Dinosaur Bodyweight Training. Keep a food log for 3 weeks, and then every 3 weeks, retake those measurements, retake some pictures, and put those jeans back on. If you're getting stronger and the tape measure is making smaller circles around your waist, or even staying the same, you're on the right track. If the jeans fit better, you're on the right track. The workouts can be done at home in well under an hour, so no excuses for I don't have time to get to the gym. Finally, there will be no 30 or 90-day miracles, but consistent adherence to the points that I just gave in my plan will find you stronger, leaner, and with a much higher likelihood of sticking to things in the long term. Hope that helps.
Paul Johnson says, I listened to last week when you pitched for the BP Bulletin. I also heard you mention a non-hormonal anabolic agent you came across showing accelerated protein synthesis equivalent to 200 milligrams of test a week. It's that kind of stuff I'm interested in, but how credible is it? I mean, I could claim cat's claw builds muscle, but where's the backup information? How much of this is conjecture on your part?
Okay,
these are good questions, man. You know, a lot of people wouldn't want to answer these questions, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a fair question. You know, how do you know I'm just not making this all up, and how much of it is speculation versus fact? So here's your answer. The compound in question does, in fact, give a boost to protein synthesis equivalent, like I said, to around 200 milligrams a week of test. Now, that's a big claim, so I better have something to point to that supports that. And, in fact, I do. There was a human study I came across that cites Compound X improves both muscle fatigue and protein synthesis versus placebo, and the differences are clear as day. Moreover, it only took 8 days for the product X group to reach that point, and it continued to build at day 15, at which time the experiment was terminated. Here's what makes me and the Bulletin different. I don't stop there, because anybody can regurgitate study results. In this case, for example, men got 25 milligrams a day of the compound. Now, that same compound I found comes in 50 and 100 milligram doses. So it begs the question, would 50 or 100 milligrams a day jump protein synthesis even higher, like someone using 500 milligrams to a gram of test a week? I have recommendations for that after reviewing the dose versus time curve in the study. I also recommend what types of protein to use, and when, and for how long. Look, this stuff is great, but if you're not getting enough of the right type of protein at the correct times, you're SOL. I also take things a step further by mentioning, or bringing to their attention anyway, it's not your total test that's important. It's your free test to cortisol ratio. You can have sky-high tests, but if your body is racked with cortisol, you're not going to put on muscle. So, accordingly, I recommend a dirt cheap OTC item that's been shown to cut cortisol in half. And then finally, I do the low-cost shopping on these items for my subscribers. So if somebody's interested, they're just a click away from taking the plunge. And they'll be secure in the knowledge that, one, it's research-backed. You get the scientific study to read for yourself, and you'll be getting the best price. It's worth mentioning, neither of those compounds are mine. I have no vested interest. Zero, zip, nada. So I appreciate your question. That's the answer.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get right back on track here. We've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthesis. Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I just found something I love and I got to share it.
And what?
The guy who listens to the show, I think he's from Nepal. His name is Itgel. Really nice guy. Been listening to the show for a long time. He posted this on Instagram. I actually stole it. It says, "Grind while they sleep. Learn while they party. Live like they dream."
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love that. I mean, that sums it up, right? That sums up the life.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to look great. Everybody wants to look like a competitor. Nobody wants to do the work. Nobody wants to stay home on the Saturday night and do meal prep. They want to be out there partying. You know what? You got to pick what's more important to you. You know, a healthy, strong, vibrant life, or being out there all the time. Anyway, okay. So Peter Schindler says, "I'm interested in gaining muscle, but getting nowhere fast. It seems that even though I can lift heavier weights, my muscles just won't get any bigger. Any ideas? I've been training for 3 months." What? Wait, what? I thought he was going to say 3 years. You've been training for 3 months? What do you want, man? Is that right? Is that a typo? Is it training for 3 months or 3 years?
No, that's correct. I mean, it was in his email. So
okay.
The answer is, yeah, I have lots of ideas. But
how about training a little bit longer before you expect something to happen? How about that one?
Yeah. Let's start with his training. Now, he says he's getting stronger. That's good. Left unsaid, though, is that when you're still a noob, most strength adaptations can be attributed to your central nervous system just becoming more efficient, right? You're creating the requisite electrical activity that starts in your brain down through the spinal cord to the muscles telling them to contract. So, you know, don't despair. That's actually a good thing. What happens next is where many go wrong. So people get frustrated, right, with what they perceive as slow or no progress. When that happens, they make mistakes. And mistake number one is common, especially in North America. They overtrain. The rationale goes like this. If 3 days a week isn't cutting it, then they're going to move to 4, 5, or 6 days a week. Some of them train every day and like to brag they never miss a day. It's ingrained in the capitalist mind. If you want to make more money, you work overtime, right? In weight training, that's not the case. It's dead wrong. So understand that. What you need to do is evaluate three things: intensity, volume, and frequency of your training. If you're not progressing, the answer lies in one of those three fundamentals. And the single most important one is intensity. Now, people either add more weight to the bar, or perform more reps, or both. That's one way of doing things. I'd like you to consider another. Making light weights feel heavy is a strategy almost nobody uses these days. I think it was Frank Zane that said that, and it's so true. So what I'm talking about here is, instead of adding weight to the bar, manipulating rep speed to arrive at a more favorable time under tension versus just adding weight. And in fact, a study was done recently whereby athletes that did that, they manipulated the tempo, slowed it down somewhat, they built up three times as much muscle and five times more strength just by manipulating rep tempo. Now, I picked that up, right? It was in a Brazilian study in the International Journal of Applied Exercise Physiology. And I rolled that into a topic, let's say, for my subscribers. And I expanded upon it a little bit. But think about that for a second. By simply manipulating your rep speed, you gain 3 times as much muscle and 5 times more strength. To me, that sounds like a supplement ad. But the reality is no supplement can claim that. It is, in fact, something very drug-like you can put on your side. So left unsaid here is eat enough, you know, and you're going to build muscle even faster when using, you know, this kind of enhanced time under tension techniques. It was really an eye.
And volume, volume, volume. If you're looking for muscle growth and not strength, volume is what you want. Do drop sets, do giant sets, do supersets. It's all about volume. It's all about swelling that muscle full of blood. Because I can tell you, I've never trained my arms directly, and my arms are not huge. They're super duper strong, but I just don't do the volume with them. So remember that.
Yeah.
Jim Lockwood says, I've listened with interest to past episodes about Kratom or Kratom. Finally got around to using some, and wow, it was some intense stuff. I used Green Malay, but I also remember you saying not to drive on it because law enforcement would pick you up for something with your eyes. I live alone and have to drive everywhere, and getting a designated driver isn't an option for me. So what would I do? I'm not abstaining from using this stuff. LOL.
Well, Jim's right. As there is a change in the pupil that can be problematic. And it's, you know, here's how it goes. Because Kratom binds to what's called the mu opioid receptor, it narrows the pupil, you know, as in some cases, like tiny, tiny. To be clear, there are no opioids in Kratom, but yes, the pupils get real small. In everyday interactions with people other than law enforcement, it's a non-issue. You know, if anything, dilated pupils are reason for the man on the street to suspect something's up. But during a traffic stop, the cop's going to use everything he was trained in, and one of those is looking into your eyes. Even before we had this opioid crisis, law enforcement, of course, was familiar with how those drugs affected the eyes. So once he sees tiny pupils, especially if you're driving at night, when they should be dilated, it's going to be a red flag. The next step, at least in my experience, is the cop's going to ask you to follow the tip of his pen or little light that he has with
you. Yeah, he's going to flash the light in your eyes to watch the refractory reflex of your pupils to see if they bounce open wide and then shut down tight when the light goes back and forth. And they're not going to. They're just going to stay tightly shut. Or wide, which is it? Now they dilate or they constrict?
On Kratom, they constrict.
Yeah, so they're not going to bounce open. That's the bottom line.
Okay. So I know from talking to some cops, they're also looking for wobbling or jumpy eyes. I'm honestly unclear if, like alcohol and other compounds, your eyes wobble on Kratom. Unless you do a monster dose, I tend to believe otherwise, but you know, again, I'm not 100% certain. So you need to take heart, though, because all is not lost. Here's your game plan. If you drive on Kratom, it helps to have a gym bag in the front of your car. Maybe even leave it open for the world to see. The gym rats aren't exactly known to be junkies, drunks. We don't socialize with those folks, et cetera, et cetera. It's not foolproof, but obviously it's a step in the right direction. Second, understand stimulants will dilate your pupils, so your pre-workout may be of some use there. I would also visit the drugstore and look for eye drops containing phenylephrine. That is used to dilate the pupil for certain vision problems. And then finally, if all else, you know, fails, try the eye doctor story. You get pulled over, you say, yeah, you know, the eye doctor told me that might happen. I had an appointment earlier today for an eye exam.
See, and here's the important. This is, I want to throw something in here. HIPAA, HIPAA precludes anyone from knowing or asking anything about medicine, medical history, or anything like that. And so, why couldn't I just say to an officer, I'm on a prescription drug and I am precluded by HIPAA to explain that to you? Do you want me to break the law right now? Do you want to be party to me breaking the law? Like, you're asking me to know about prescriptions that my doctor is prescribed for me. Is that what you want to do right now?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Because I've often wondered, if I get pulled over with an insulin syringe in my car because I just use peptides at the gym,
right,
and a cop says, what is that? I'm going to say, it's insulin. And I can't talk to you about that because HIPAA precludes me from discussing anything to do with my prescriptions with anybody.
Yep.
But anyway, go ahead.
So, you know what, in all candor, kratom in any reasonable dose does not impair your ability to drive a vehicle. In fact, in some circumstances, it could save your life.
Improve it, yeah.
You know, if you've got to drive late at night. You know, the powers that be might not want to hear that, but it's the truth. And remember, don't be nervous if you get pulled over because you use kratom. It's 100% legal eagle in most states, you know, so rest easy knowing that. As an aside, I got pulled over once late at night after doing a pretty large dose of Phenibut. They put me through the field sobriety test, but I passed it with ease. It's another story for another time.
Here's an interesting fact I just found. High doses of nicotine can cause pinpoint pupils as well. So maybe you should buy some of those nicotine patches and say, you know, I've been trying to kick cigarettes and I've been using these things, and I do notice my vision has changed a little bit. Maybe that's what it is.
Carl, that is brilliant. Yeah. I've got some nicotine gum here.
Yeah, there you go. Say, you know what? Ever since I've been using this nicotine stuff to kick the cigarettes, man, I tell you, my vision has changed. Maybe that's what it is. That's all. Anyway. All right, look, we're going to take a break. We got lots more questions and answers and good things. CoachRobRegish.com. 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 Say it three times and you'll be stronger. We'll be right back.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Eat dessert again. fun with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
This shit is bananas. Welcome back. So I was posting this morning about my food prep on Facebook, and one of the guys who commented was a fellow named Robert Andrade, and we were going back and forth about pressure cookers and stuff, and he posted this, and it really took me by surprise because I love getting this kind of stuff. It really actually makes me emotional. He said, thank you so much. You know, I stumbled across your show years ago and became a fan right away. I'm a Marine, 210 pounds, 6'3", 45 years old. Much of my nutritional intake and knowledge is because of your show. And I told him, I said, you just made my week. He posted a picture of himself. Now, remember, this guy's 45 years old. He's got an 1,100-pound squat, 315-pound bench. And his physique looks amazing. Now, obviously, he left his face out. He probably wants to remain anonymous or whatever. But, I mean, it's like when I hear stuff like that, I forget. You know, I forget. I just get on in the air and talk and try to fill the time with good content. And I really don't have a good feel for the number of people that the show affects. And then I get a message like that, and I think, man, we're doing great things here with the show. Great things.
I get those every week, and it's just...
Feels good, doesn't it?
It makes your day, and it motivates me to make this show better.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Robert. Okay, so the next question from Todd Goddick. He says, I'll get right to the point. My calves suck. What makes things worse is that I have huge thighs, 30 to 31 inches around. Not only that, I do not have small joints, ankles, like you do, which increases the sweep of the muscle, helping it look bigger. My training partner has enormous calves, and up until age 33, didn't even train his calves. He was a former fatty. Yeah, that's why, because he was carrying all that weight around, and went from 305 to 205 after developing diabetes. What gives? Well, he basically was wearing a weight vest all the time. That's what built his calves.
Yeah, you know, so what gives is this. You know, your partner, like you said, got his calves either from one of two places, so sometimes both, mom and dad, genetics. But number two, you know, calves were built by walking around at 305, not 205.
Right.
It's one hell of an overload mechanism. And if you don't believe it, grab a pair of 50-pound dumbbells or a weight vest and walk around with them all day long. You know, now imagine years of it. Presto, there are your calves. But what I would suggest is some combination then to, you know, grow those calves. Some combination of the following. It'll take one piece of equipment to buy that I recommend, but it'll also make all the difference. So here it is. Workout A, static holds on the standing or seated calf raise machine. I would suggest the standing if you have to pick. Two such holds for around 5 seconds with an extremely heavy weight. You should rest 10 minutes between holds, by the way, minimum. You'll also want to perform 5 sets of 20 reps, close to 100 reps, with the what's known as the DARD, Dynamic Axial Resistance Device. More on that later. Workout B, strong range partials on the leg press, 5 sets of 20, right? You can't, there's no other movement you can load as much on, at least for the calves. Likewise, 5 sets of 20 on the DARD. I like to train calves twice a week in that fashion. But now, with respect to the DARD, because I know people are probably interested, you really have to Google it to see what I'm talking about. Hopefully, you can get one made for you at your local high school metal shop because they are stupid expensive. $82 and change for such a simple piece of equipment. Regardless, the DARD is unique in that it allows you to train the muscles on the front of your calf. And those muscles are among the most neglected you will find, even more so maybe than the neck. The tibius anterior is what we're working then. Most people beat their gastrocs and soleus to death, right? Muscles on the back side of the calf. They beat it to death. Well, it's time to balance that with some tibialis front work. I have found two effective ways to do it. One is the DARD, where you're loading weight on there and performing the movement. If you don't have that, you can also perform the movement with a resistance band. So if you can picture it, loop the band around the lower part of a power rack. Now you want to lay face up on the ground, wrap the band around your toes, and progressively scoop backwards further and further until you get the desired band tension. Now point your toes towards the rack and then curl them backwards towards your head. It's going to be a little cumbersome at first, especially if the band keeps slipping off, but it's doable. The DARD, in my opinion, is far superior. You simply load an appropriate amount of weight on it lengthwise on the bench and let your lower legs hang off the end of it. Ideally, you want your legs to be pointed nearly straight. And as with the band, the toes go from pointing forward all the way back up to the face again. Now, I have found that once developed, that muscle gives a very powerful 3D type of effect. Really, you need to see it. It's striking. Your calves look bigger and thicker all around, right? But especially also from the front. If you've been pounding away at the backside of your calves for eons, this is the one exercise you're going to want to try. In 6 weeks, it makes a major, major difference. And, you know, we can talk about juggling reps and weights and stuff, but give it a go. It's a game changer.
We actually have another question, but we don't have time to cover it. So I want you to promise me that we can do it next week because it's a really good question. It comes from Paul Reynolds. Can we cover it next week?
Sure, I'll be happy.
Yeah, because we have to take our break and come back and do the blueprint tip of the day.
Okay.
So, Paul, your question will be covered next week. I apologize for I guess I got a little too verbose today and talking about other stuff. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Trawick to talk about the behind-the-scenes going on to get the first ever human anti-aging drug trial underway in the United States. Pretty cool stuff. They generally only let you do this kind of stuff to rats and worms and yeast. All right, blueprint tip of the day. What is it, Rob?
More of my pre-workout market feedback and a dilemma. So several weeks ago, I sent out samples, right, of my new product. It was designed more to act on your brain versus your central nervous system. So in other words, I didn't load it up with caffeine, Yohimbe, et cetera, et cetera. Now, some people liked it. Actually, women loved it. But most of the guys liked it. However, more than a few made comments like, you know, it needs more kick. Now, that's an easy enough trick to turn, but it gave me pause, right, as a formulator to ask myself this question. Do I continue to try and make the case for a non-central nervous system, you know, rattling product, or go ahead and add the more kick to it? It's an interesting position to be in because you have to divorce yourself from what you want, right, and the public. Consider what the public wants. The whole samples exercise is designed to see how people like the thing before you do a production run of 10,000 bottles that might be sitting on the shelf. So I am reformulating, giving it more kick, but I'm also walking a very, very fine line. Let me tell you why. I am so hung up on not overstimulating people. For decades, not years, decades, I used copious amounts of ephedrine, caffeine, and every other stim I could get my hands on. At first, I thought I had found the secret. I really did. My strength jumped noticeably. I attacked the weights with great aggression, and I felt like $1 million. Yet, at my peak, and you don't want to know what the doses are, my training journals reveal a curious fact. I could not gain muscle for the life of me. You know, eventually, my strength flatlined, even as energy in the gym soared. I didn't know this then, but I do know it now. A massive rise in cortisol was the reason, you know, and this has been going on for years. Then I found Kratom. Now, it's not the ideal compound pre-workout, but it does get your juices flowing. And I noticed right away I started gaining again. You know, I'm also getting stronger, and my focus is better. So what is it about Kratom which makes it superior versus ephedrine and other harsh stimulants? It got me up and moving, but not so amped up I lost focus. I can't tell you the number of times I misloaded a bar. All right, when I was running high dose ephedrine caffeine, it's not a good scene. So the challenge is coming up with a formula that delivers a good feel for the vast majority of users, a little bit of kick, but not too much where they get shaky. So it's just taken a lot longer than what I had hoped for. In the interim, I want you to reconsider the pre-workout that you're using because in almost every case, these products are not doing you any favors. Here's a good example from one of the gyms that I train in. In walks a guy that just came from work. I'm going to call him Mark. Mark walks up to the desk, and he asks for a double shot of a pre-workout product called Mr. Hyde. Folks, that's 838 milligrams of caffeine, not including the other stims in the formula. Now, he also gets 2 grams of creatine hydrochloride along with that, which, fine, it's a more efficient form of creatine. Too bad caffeine totally neglects its effects. You know, little wonder then, he told me creatine doesn't do anything for him. So back to caffeine for a second. At 838 milligrams, that's pushing caffeine poisoning for some people. You know, he's not a big guy either. He's somewhat stringy. And a further problem with caffeine is that it can be a diuretic. It can cause extra water secretion, right, by the kidneys. It is dose-dependent, though. So I found a recent study showing that only, you know, doses of 360 milligram or more caffeine causes that effect. And at 419 milligrams per serving, Mr. Hyde gets you there. You know, I don't know who or what the person was thinking that formulated it, but they don't know Jack. And if you're using this, you don't know Jack either. Stop taking it. So I finally took this guy aside one day, and I pointed some of these things out to him. His response was, I know, dude, but I'm really dragging by the time I get here. Then he tells me he has trouble falling asleep. Gee, imagine that. He has trouble falling asleep. So he's getting whacked in the muscle growth department, not once, but twice. And next, he's griping that he just can't gain like he used to, even though he swears he's eating more. He tells me if he does, you know, gain anything, it goes to his stomach. Hello? That's where cortisol is going to steer those calories to. Recognize this for what it is. He is either oblivious to the fact that his pre-workout is sabotaging his efforts, or, more likely, he just can't train without it. And then he has the audacity to ask me what I'm taking. And I replied, I can tell you what I'm not taking, an over-caffeinated pre-workout. So at that point, he got the message, and the conversation ended. Look, there are a lot of marks out there. For all I know, you may be one of them. If so, I have a few suggestions to improve your situation. I really do. At the end of the day, you're going to be a lot stronger and better off. Number one, ditch the all-in-one pre-workouts. Opt instead for individual ingredients. Those should be caffeine in 100-milligram tabs, acetyl L-carnitine, tyrosine, and phenylpyrazetam. Number two, gradually reduce the caffeine intake, right, that you use to train. If it's 400 milligrams right now, lower it to 300 next week and keep doing that until you're off. Number three, add a gram of acetyl L-carnitine, 2 grams of tyrosine, and 200 milligrams of phenylparacetam. As the weeks go by, right, you're tapering the caffeine down to zero. Another thing that's going to help you, cut long workouts in half by choosing more effective compound exercises or perform short workouts more frequently. Make sure your creatine is taken post-workout and away from any substantive caffeine dose. And then finally, use 2.5 grams of TMG, trimethylglycine, pre-workout to control cortisol. If you can do this, you'll be caffeine-free in a month, and you should suffer absolutely no strength loss. As your cortisol levels come back to normal, your energy without stimulants should start picking up, and you'll feel better all around. In my experience, you'll start gaining again a month or so after discontinuing the caffeine. And nobody's suggesting, you know, you don't take it forever. The fact is it'll be available to you at some point, and it'll have a performance-enhancing punch not realized with the habitual intake of it.
Interesting.
So give caffeine-free training a shot. I think you'll find training and gaining is a lot easier.
Great stuff, man. Great show, as usual. And next week we're going to have a guest on, a listener. You could be a listener guest on the Blueprint Power Hour, too. You just need to get with Rob Regish about that. But, yeah, good stuff, man. So we'll see you next week, brother.
You're great. Thanks for having me.
And I expect you to get up early and do cardio with Jen from now on.
I'll try to get back.
I know. You know what? If you're not a morning person, you're not a morning person. That's all there is to it. All right, man.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We're going to talk about the study that went all around the internet when they decided to use metformin as an anti-aging drug and allow the study to be use human subjects. Very interesting stuff. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling. is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, for 11 years we have talked about anti-aging studies. Studies that have looked at methods of providing longevity. But it's always to C. elegans, which is a worm, or fruit fly, or yeast, or mice, and sometimes rats. Why do they get all the fun studies? Could you imagine being a rodent and you're talking to another rodent and one goes, hey, what study are you in? Oh, I'm going to be in the anti-aging study. I'm hoping to get C60 and live really long. And what study are you in? Oh, they're going to inject me with some toxins and then sacrifice me quickly and look at my tissue. Oh, that sucks. But really, there's really never been an anti-aging study that's been done on humans. And let's face it, we've talked about the fact that rodent model studies don't always translate to humans. So why aren't we doing more research on humans? That's another question for a different show. But it is no simple task to endeavor a study on humans like this. And this group has gotten it on. Aaron Trawick was just on the show recently when we talked about super soldiers. And how you doing, Aaron?
Hey, Carl. I'm doing great.
And so that information about that study went all over the internet. Everybody was sharing it. Metformin is going to be tested on humans for anti-aging. Metformin, and lo and behold, here's one of the guys who's the behind-the-scenes guy on getting this study on the. First of all, why metformin? What even made your group think of metformin as an anti-aging drug?
Well, the a lot of the core research, you know, we came out of this in a partnership with the researchers of the American Federation for Aging Research, who had been looking at this for a long time. You know, they'd been looking at a lot of different potential candidates, like rapamycin, and metformin and others that could be used as a way to effectively engage the federal government and the FDA regulatory system to create the first treatment and approve the first treatment for aging itself and the underlying causes of aging-related disease. Metformin, you know, is a generic. It's not owned by any one major company.
Right.
And it's very, very cheaply produced and unprofitable because of that. But it's also highly effective and used all around the world as the preferred treatment for diabetes. And it has so many other indications that it seemed like just the lowest hanging fruit to go ahead and just kind of break the dam and let in all the even more effective drugs and treatments out there for aging.
Now, rapamycin, in my humble opinion, is not a good choice because it has lots of potential side effects. More importantly, it suppresses the immune system. They give rapamycin to people who have organ transplants, and it suppresses the immune system to such a great degree. These patients are almost always warned, hey, you know, you have to stay away from people who are sick. You have to be careful where you go. You got to wash. You know, it's all this stuff. Like, so rapamycin, between rapamycin and metformin, like, as you point out, has been in the public domain for a very long time. It came out of protection some years ago. And I think when they first introduced it, wasn't it called Glucophage, or was it called Glucophage when they first introduced it?
Yeah, that's the other name for it.
Yeah,
Glucophage.
That was the brand name before it became a generic. Then it became Metformin, and so we know that it's tolerable. I mean, most people complain about the most common complaint about Metformin is diarrhea, but it's only a short period of time, and after. A great lecture I sat through at A4M with Dr. Matt Andry, who's also, by the way, my personal physician. He talked about the microbiome changes that metformin produces. They're actually beneficial, and probably the diarrhea, the initial diarrhea is from that more than anything else. But metformin is relatively safe. We know that. It's but I guess the question I have is why... is the reason that metformin was chosen as a drug therapy for anti-aging because of the research that's been shown? I did this show in 2007. Glucose signaling is what speeds up cellular senescence. The higher blood sugar, the faster your cells age. Is that why people said, well, this would be a good choice for anti-aging? Because we know there's a linkage between low glucose levels and slower cellular turnover, and high glucose levels and faster cellular turnover, which equals aging.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the pathways there for glucose, that's one of the areas that is being studied overall by the use of the treatment. You know, in terms of when we look at an anti-aging clinical trial or any trial that, you know, we don't like to use the word anti-aging so much, but for anything that treats aging, you know, as a condition, as a conglomeration of disease conditions and underlying causes that lead to diseases in aging and terminal conditions and death, any sort of study has to be done in the long term. So the effect overall on glucose pathways, on insulin pathways, on a variety of different pathways is all being studied by the trial itself. You know, it's a very large trial. I think something like over 5,000 folks at 14 trial locations across the country would be participating. And over the course of 5 years, you know, they'd be tracked, their demographic information, their health information on a variety of many, many different levels. And this is the most comprehensive look at the effects on aging that you can come up with, you know.
Okay, so we've talked on this show on a variety of different topics where the word autophagy has come into play. And yesterday we did an amazing show on the effects of autophagy on skeletal muscle adaptation. They were looking at it from the standpoint of muscle wasting diseases. However, it's been discovered that, I've always had this suspicion. We've talked about the role of autophagy in ameliorating the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, a variety of disease states. We've talked about autophagy yesterday because there's a clear role when autophagy is blunted, muscles really start to wither. Kind of makes sense because of the cellular turnover in muscle, and satellite cells do not deploy and differentiate when autophagy is blunted. One of the reasons that rapamycin was looked at in this venue is because rapamycin seems to stimulate and speed up autophagy. It's one of the things it does. Is there any evidence that metformin affects autophagy in any way, shape, or form? Because I'm convinced that the actual, we've had the mitochondrial theory of aging. We have all these theories of aging, but the one that I think is most plausible is simply the wear and tear and accumulation of metabolic debris theory of aging. You know, and this is where autophagy comes into play. And I have this suspicion that people who have a higher baseline of autophagy, well, because there is a baseline, it's always happening, and then have the ability to stimulate autophagy because of their lifestyle. They fast, they train, they get good sleep, blah, blah, blah. They age slower because they just develop less metabolic debris, metabolic waste products in their cells. Does metformin play a role in autophagy? Do you know?
You know, I don't think that particular connection has been studied so much. But my first guess would be yes. You know, when we look at the role that metformin typically plays, at least on the surface level, it's impacting metabolic dysfunction, you know, over time that eventually results in diabetes and other damaging conditions related to insulin levels. But all those things are tied, you know, very specifically and very closely to lifestyle choice, diet, level of exercise, level of activity. And so it would make sense that that individuals with a higher degree of autophagy would experience reduced levels of metabolic dysfunction in their bodies, and you know, by association, they would not age as quickly. They would accumulate less cellular damage over time.
Right.
Their body is simply just able to take care of it and keep going.
So I just found two papers, one on berberine and one on resveratrol, which have both shown to have similar effects as metformin, quite frankly. Berberine promotes fat loss and activates autophagy. And here's one, the stimulation of autophagy by resveratrol. So I have a suspicion, and see, fasting stimulates autophagy. When you fast, blood sugar levels drop dramatically. So it has to, it makes sense to me that metformin vicariously through its reduction in overall blood sugar levels over the course of time would also allow autophagy to take place with greater frequency and maybe even raise the, so I have a feeling that one of the ways that these things, you call them senolytics, right?
Mm-hmm.
These senolytic agents are working. That's not being looked at is simply the fact that they allow the sanitation system of the body to do its job and rid the body of metabolic debris. And that I really believe I have this such a strong feeling that 10 years from now, they're going to go, you know, forget about the mitochondrial aging theory. Forget about it. Here's what it is. When your body accumulates these waste byproducts, it clogs stuff up, stuff starts malfunctioning, and this is what aging is all about. When you look at a brand new organism and you look at an old organism, it's just a matter of the wear and tear on the organism, and that is the result of metabolic debris building up. And I have a feeling that they're just going to go, anything that stimulates autophagy is good for you if you want to age better. Listen, so during the conversation yesterday, I did a show a couple years ago where they gave old rats oxytocin and injured their muscles, and they healed, the muscles healed faster than young rats. But when they gave old rats, they didn't give them the oxytocin. Their muscles didn't heal at all. And sure enough, I found the paper yesterday while I was on the air that showed that oxytocin stimulates autophagy and helps to stabilize cellular apoptosis. I'm like, oh my God, it's coming back to autophagy every single time now.
Yeah, and I think so when we look at that, and I know that research as well, that's a member of our scientific advisory board, Dr. Convoy, was responsible for that. His wife were responsible for the oxytocin induced.
I must have had his wife on the show. It was a woman that I had on the show. It was a female scientist.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the effects there for sarcopenia and reduction in frailty in aging, that was huge. But I think when we look at autophagy and we look at the effects that these treatments like senolytics and senomorphics have in stimulating it, and I think we can agree, yeah, that autophagy is a good thing. I don't think I've seen anything out there that says it isn't. I think we have to look at, you know, when we think about senolytics, when we think about any sort of senolytic agent or senolytic combination, you know, and some of these fall along the line more of senomorphics, which are just, so senolytics are the combinations and senomorphics are the single agent.
Okay. Senomorphics. Okay.
I think the thing to remember is that these are therapies. You know, these are therapies and treatments to affect an existing condition. And the majority of them, at least, you know, in the case of metformin, in the case of rapamycin, despite its flaws, in the case of oxytocin injections and things of this nature, you know, it's all effects to slow down and reduce damage.
Right.
Very little, you know. What we're working on, you know, in Ascendance Biomedical is the most effective combination of these treatments to
reverse. If that's the case, then you need to start looking at things that switch on neonatal genes that are responsible for the original development of tissues. And we have to take a break. That's another discussion to have at a different time. And I have some thoughts on that, actually. I've been fooling around with some things that actually do affect those neonatal genes that turn stuff back on. Because that's where the magic is in reversal. You know, maintenance is one thing. Reversal is like, so maintenance is like changing the oil in your car, and reversal is like changing the engine in your car. It's a big difference, you know?
Absolutely.
And that takes some mechanisms that are dormant in the average body, but they're still there. And switching them on is where the magic is. I want to take a break. I want to understand more about the funding of this study, because that's also very intriguing to me. We're talking right now with Aaron Trawick. He was just on recently. His website is AscendanceBiomed.com. It's Ascendance Biomedical. We've already had people in the audience email me and say they signed up for the C60 trial. I haven't done it. I'm going to do it this week for sure. But I did get emails from people saying they signed up for the C60 trial. So everybody in the audience needs to check that out. We'll talk more about that towards the end of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back.
We're talking with Aaron Trawick from Ascendance Biomedical. Their website is ascendancebiomed.com. And we're going to talk about the C60 trial a little bit later in the show because I got a lot of emails from people saying that they were signing up. So more people need to know about this. So who wants to fund a study like this, Aaron? Like what organization, what industry segment, what group is interested in prolonging the life of humans?
Well, from what we've seen, the strongest potential interest has been in organizations that are interested in supporting the public trust and the public health. For the most part, you know, there's not a whole lot of, for a drug like metformin, there's not a whole lot of profitability for a major company or a major investor to pour funding into something like this. I mean, unless they were able to, surmount the production costs and, really mass market this in a really big way. But the fact that it's a generic and it's something that, most people already can get access to pretty easily.
$5 a month copay, folks. If you were to use this, if you believe that this will help you age better, and you were interested in using this, your doctor will absolutely prescribe it for you, would not come under any scrutiny for off-label use. Most people have high enough blood sugar levels where metformin will help them. $5 copay for like a 90-day supply or a 60-day supply. It's ridiculously cheap.
It is. It is, and it really is that simple. You know, you just need to talk to your doctor and let them know. So we took it to the federal government. You know, we took it to the senators and the congressmen who we felt like would understand that there should be that the metformin trials in aging should be a model for taking old generics that are no longer profitable to industry and repurposing them for use in prevention of aging conditions, of aging diseases, and for maximizing the health of our country and of the world. You know, it just made sense to us. And so we took it down those channels, and we found some level of interest with the Department of Defense and with the support of Senate Minority Leader Schumer's offices and the support of Senator Cochran's offices in Mississippi and several other folks, some support from Kentucky, from Senator McConnell's offices as well.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit of support there. You know, they were on the committee that would oversee the disbursement of the funds. So we have good relationships with all those folks. The University of Louisville, I believe, was actually one of the main trial locations for the study, and that was why, you know, the senator wanted to support his university.
See, and there's two things going on here that pop right in front of me. So first of all, there's a lot of distrust in research today because of who's funding it, right? And mm-hmm. had this still been a patent-protected pharmaceutical drug that the original manufacturer of Glucophage was pushing, we would be skeptical about the results. But the reality is that this is a generic. No one's making money on this anymore. So it almost makes me feel like... Excuse me.
I mean, that was
clearing my throat. It almost makes you feel like it's more legitimate.
It does. It really does. And metformin, you know, it's not the only one that's out there. I mean, there's a whole wealth of generics out there that could be used and could be used to support new conditions. They're just obscured by a wealth of advertising revenue spent to sell us on so many of these other treatments and technologies that don't measure up, you know, in the South and in the areas of the country where diabetes is most prevalent, where pre-diabetes is most prevalent, and as well, you know, where cancer risk and other aging diseases like Alzheimer's are also incredibly high. Of course, it's correlated with, you know, high levels of obesity and also just bad dietary choices and bad health habits, but it's also correlated with a high use of insulin and other treatments,
right,
that are not as efficacious as a simple generic for the public good drug like metformin, you know. And the advertising dollars for insulin in those states reflects that as well.
I had a brilliant endocrinologist once. I was out to dinner, and she explained to me, this is when I was living in Phoenix, she explained to me why exogenous insulin isn't really a good solution for the problem, because it actually causes health problems. And that's because the pancreas has a series of feedback loops that it is constantly sampling blood sugar throughout the body, sending information back to the pancreas. So the pancreas actually, it doesn't just squirt out insulin, it oscillates it, right? Based on the feedback it's getting, it turns it down, it pumps it up, it turns it down. It's this fractional oscillation, this highly sensitive system. The goal is to stabilize blood sugar, not drive it down in the dirt and make you hypoglycemic, and not let it get out of control and make you hyperglycemic. So in order to do that, there's this oscillatory reflex of the pancreas. But when you take an exogenous shot, you get this steady same amount into your blood, and that causes problems because even though your pancreas isn't working any longer, all the feedback mechanisms are. And they're trying to regulate this foreign to it, a non-oscillating amount of insulin that's reaching the bloodstream. It's like, what the hell's going on here? It's not listening to us. And that wreaks havoc with the liver. It wreaks havoc with the kidneys. It wreaks havoc with all areas of the body.
Right. And you can imagine the effects of, you know, putting something like that in the body of an individual who's already experiencing the damaging effects of the aging process.
Right.
You know, they need that proper functioning of those organs more than anyone else. And it's just a deleterious strain on the body that, you know, I mean, the research isn't there to say it for sure, but it certainly does seem like a lot of the treatments could be seen as simply exacerbating and speeding up the aging process for so many people who are already in a condition where they need, you know, the full capacity of their body to fight back against the damage of aging.
Right, right. So the study is underway right now, correct?
No, the study has not yet begun.
Okay.
It's still in the funding stage. They're receiving, I mean, so many people have signed up and expressed an interest to be involved. The universities are lined up and ready to go. The only thing right now, you know, is to keep going with the federal government and work to have funding in place and to have it work in some way, you know. It really does depend on to a large extent, it really does depend on the support of the federal government stepping in. I wouldn't say support, because that doesn't even make sense. It's like, I mean, our federal dollars should be used in a way that maximizes public health for the greatest number of persons. The effect of not doing that is already seen.
Right.
The healthcare costs are exponential in this country, and it's not just because of, you know, the healthcare systems we currently have in place. It's because we're not fundamentally addressing the root causes of these diseases.
Yes.
You know, so
there's an assumption today that illness is a given part of the human condition today. There's an assumption by most people that eventually I will get a disease. That's relatively new mindset. Not something that was around in the 1700s and 1800s. Granted, if you didn't die from an infectious disease or a farm implement accident, you generally lived to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. So I want to talk about that when we come out, because this is really important for what we're going to talk about next. Because right now, everybody out there who's dealing with healthcare is fighting over the wrong damn thing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Aaron Trawick from Ascendance Biomedical. The website is ascendancebiomed.com. Okay, so in 2008, when President Obama was elected, I wrote a blog post, hoping to get someone's attention, saying, you know, we've got to stop looking at healthcare the way we're looking at it. And the analogy I gave, and I've said this over and over again, so some of my listeners have heard it. I said, you know, when I was a kid, there was this cartoon. It was a silent black and white cartoon. It was a cat and a mouse. The mouse lured the cat into a boat. The boat goes out on the lake. The mouse pulls the plug, the cork on the boat, and then floats away on the cork. Back to safety. The cat starts bailing water with a can that he finds in the boat. But the boat keeps sinking. The cat bails faster. The boat keeps sinking. Then finally the cat looks into the camera and puts his hands up like, what can I do? And he sinks. He goes on the water. I use this analogy to what we are doing with healthcare today. We are trying to fix healthcare when we need to fix health. We're never going to conquer the problems by throwing more money at healthcare. We're never going to conquer the problems until we start fixing the problems with health. We have to plug the hole first so that there's no new water coming in, and then we can bail the water and make progress. We have to stop the inrush of terribly ill people into the system, and then we can fix healthcare. Isn't this basically what you're talking about here, using these compounds?
Yeah, you know, I think that that is a very, very, very unique and very innovative strategy in terms of ameliorating a lot of the conditions of the healthcare system as a whole. You know, the level of funding, you know, okay, so even if we talk about, you know, when we talk about treating aging as a condition, you know, that can turn heads sometimes. But it's even more unbelievable just to know that, I mean, prevention and preventive care and research into treatments like treatments for aging that can actually prevent disease states is incredibly underfunded, incredibly not looked at, you know, just avoid it almost entirely.
But do you think the way I do that there is actually a sinister reason, and that is we've been talking about on the show that there's no money in prevention, and there's not. I mean, when you get someone who's sick and you give them a pill that masks their symptoms and allows them to continue on with their life, you have a customer for 40, 50, 60 years. If you get somebody who has type 2 diabetes and you get them to do the right things with their diet, their exercise and activity, their sleep, and their diabetes goes away in 6 months, you're going to put yourself out of business. You just lost a customer.
Right. I think that perspective isn't necessarily a false one. I do think, though, that it also goes in hand with the perspective, you know, that the suffering of, you know, there's a certain level of inherent suffering that that patient is going to experience being sold that product and using that product over their lives. You know, they're not going to be restored fully to health, and they're going to slowly slip further and further into terminal conditions of aging. But I think, you know, the people who are also selling that idea and selling that product, I mean, these are also fundamentally unhealthy individuals, right? Like, if you sell something as a corporate a pharmaceutical corporation, you know, you're selling these treatments in a mass way, and you're not really I don't really believe that you're doing this completely out of malice, even if the research says otherwise. You know, these folks very likely believe that going forward with the status quo is the best thing for them in terms of their financial stability and overall health, as well as their patients. They simply don't see the need to step outside of that reality tunnel they're in and seek to provide something better. I think that they may not see the benefit to themselves in their own lives. I think they haven't really had any time or taken any real time to have the sort of conversations that you need to have with a diversity of different folks' perspectives in order to really come to these conclusions that the health of any person is relative to the health of us all, you know.
We're going to go a little bit long with this interview, just a little bit, because I want to invoke something else. This is something I actually had promised to send to you before the next interview, but you were kind enough to come on at a moment's notice because I lost a guest last night. So I'm going to send it to you after the show. This was published in 2008 by the National Intelligence Council. I don't know who that is, but it's a government agency. This is called six disruptive civil technologies, six technologies with the potential to impact the U.S. interests out to 2025. Now, a disruptive technology is defined as a technology with the potential to cause a noticeable or even temporary degradation or enhancement in one of the elements of U.S. national power, geopolitical, military, economic, or social cohesion. There were six technologies cited by this paper in their order of importance. Biogerontechnology, the science of making people live longer. Energy storage materials, batteries, biofuels and bio-based chemicals, clean coal technologies, service, robotics, and the Internet of Things, whatever that is. Biogerontechnology is seen as the number one potential to cause disruption for the United States. Now, in fact, it was the only one that they identified as actually affecting all of the categories, you know, geopolitical and I mean, it actually impacted. That's why it was number one on the list. So if the government is really interested in helping Americans live longer, healthier lives, why wouldn't have that first thing been illness? Why is the science of making people live longer seen as a potential disruptive technology, not the masses of people getting sicker faster?
You know, I think that I think the common ground that could be seen between the economic incentives that motivate us to see that as a disruptor in a negative way can also be turned on their heads.
Oh, yeah. Look, man, I'm with you. I'm standing next to you preaching to people right now, right?
Yeah.
That's my point. I'm saying, look, you think that because people live longer, they may cause a greater drain on systems. But that's because we're dealing with people who are sick. We're dealing with people who are not productive. We're dealing with people who have illnesses and they're draining the system. But if you have healthy people, hell, they don't have to retire at 65. They don't have to retire at 75. They can stay engaged in life. They can contribute. They're looking at it the wrong way. It's like when you go to a nursing home and you have people sitting there facing the wall in a wheelchair and say, they're doing an anti-aging study. People will live to 100. They'll look at you and go, why would anyone want to live to 100? I mean, I'm ready to go. I'm 75 and it's been miserable the past 35 years. Why would? Yes, because from that perspective, I'd say the same thing. Who the hell wants to live that long? This sucks. And I'm with you on this. I feel like we need to somehow, me through my show, you through your efforts, but there's got to be this groundswell going, look, illness is not part of the human condition. You're looking at this all wrong. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word in this segment, then we'll come back and we'll talk about the C60 trial.
Well, I completely agree. And I think that, you know, the economic incentive for mass marketing health to the communities around the world that have been mass marketed to for ill health, for junk food, for junk lifestyles for centuries is exponential. And the U.S. could really lead the way in selling the idea that, you know, the greatest possible health of our citizens, of all of our world citizens, you know, can provide more resources and more financial support to pharmaceutical companies or companies of any kind or governments of any kind than the current way that we're marketing ill health.
Right.
I think what we'll find, you know, with our work is that the easiest way to do this will be through simple food additives that can be produced at a scale and a consistency as popular as sugar, and just put these into as many products as we can, guarantee their effects, and get them through the FDA pathways in an expedited fashion, and then you can make it so that, I mean, folks are getting everything that they need from general food products. It would be wonderful to see performance enhancing substances, lifespan extending substances in products as diverse as corn syrup and sugar is today.
But here's the thing, and I'm going to rob the words of another person, and that's Ron Penna from Quest Nutrition. It's quite often more about what's removed from the diet than what's added to the diet, because what is added to the diet in the way of improving performance, improving longevity, can be completely negated by not subtracting certain things. See, for instance, grains, I think, are very, very bad for people. This is my own personal opinion from the research that I've done. They're pro-inflammatory, and quite frankly, we have grains in our diet because they are emergency foods. They're not the kind of foods that, you know, you can categorize foods by those that actually enhance health, those that have a null effect on health, and those that have a really bad effect on health. Grains fall into that latter one. Sure, during our 40,000 agrarian year journey, we've had to sustain life on anything we could eat, because famine would kill us. And we're hybrids. We've adapted to eat so many things. But some of those things were able to sustain life, but they didn't improve life. They were not optimal for health. And quite frankly, a lot of those things are still in our diet today, even though we don't need them. We're not in famine anymore. And so I agree with Ron when he says, when we talk about performance and health nutrition, it's not about addition, it's about subtraction. We absolutely have to add these good things in, but we also have to subtract out the things that are really the most harmful, because otherwise we're never going to see the benefits of the good things. Your opinion on that, and then we'll break.
I completely agree. And I think that that's also the distinction that's being made there, you know, between addition and removal, and removal combined with addition, you know, being the optimal source of health and performance increases. I think when we look at metformin as compared to something like Buckminster Fullerene, okay, metformin is a drug, a compound that has the potential to positively benefit persons of all lifestyles without having to change their lifestyle. And that was, in fact, one of the reasons why we found so much support from our southern states. It's because the difficulty of going into so many of these communities and saying the lifestyle and the eating habits that you have traditionally experienced and that you have had passed on down through your family, through generations, this is wrong, this is bad, this is politically incorrect, or however you want to say it, that's how they would interpret it. Many of them may interpret it in that way. That process is one that takes generations sometimes to overcome. And so being able to have something that can be mass marketed like metformin or food additive that can be added in as commonly as sugar is to counteract can help people, you know, on that level. But also there's always going to be folks who are actively seeking out health and actively seeking out performance in higher levels. And for those individuals, I think that what Mr. Penna says is 100% accurate. Those individuals are going to want to understand what has to be taken away and what can be added to optimize to the greatest potential. And so there's really, I think, two different areas of public health that can be most impacted. There's the pioneers who would, you know, be more interested in the work that we're doing with Ascendance Biomedical, and then there is just the public at large who deserves and should always benefit from the mass production of cinomorphic and senolytic agents that won't disrupt their lifestyles, that'll keep them moving forward towards stronger health with those who were blazing the path.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. I just wish the rest of the world and the well, at least the country agreed with this, and maybe they will. Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, if you would like to be involved in an anti-aging trial of your own, we're going to tell you how you can. Something really exciting. Stay tuned.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay. So how would you like to be part of an anti-aging trial? You can at Ascendance Biomedical. It's AscendanceBiomed.com. So C60, Buckminster Fullerene, Buckyballs, whatever you want to call it, is a very interesting and powerful antioxidant that has been shown to significantly extend the life of rodents. And there is a lot of speculation that it'll do the same thing in humans. But no one has done a human trial yet. And then there comes Aaron Trawick and his group. So talk about Aaron.
Yeah. Thanks, Carl. Okay, so with our trials, and we're already receiving a good deal of interest, and we're reaching out to get more and more folks involved. It's a pretty basic trial. You know, we've got a standard regimen that we have established for the use of Buckyballs, and it's very easy to use dosage. It's, you know, an olive oil compound, olive oil mixture with the compound that you can use on a daily basis. We've got a regimen established, and what we're going to do is work with anybody who wants to be involved in the trials in anywhere in the world, preferably if you're, you know, close to a Quest Lab blood testing facility, because that'll be easier on you. But we got a simple process lined up where what we'll do is we will send to you the amount of the compounds that you'll need at first for the first week, and then for the first month, and then for the next 5 months if you choose to continue and stay in the long term, which we encourage you to do. And we'll work with you and with your insurance providers to ensure that you can do the blood testing at three different stages in the trial. We'll also be sending to you saliva testing that can be used with one of our partner companies for DNA methylation testing. And both of these tests, the blood test and the DNA methylation test, will essentially detect the rate of biological age reversal that that you're experiencing as a result of the trial. Your current level of health will be compared to a data set of about 50,000 individuals, and this data set is capable of detecting your current biological age based on your blood tests as compared to this other group. At an efficacy rate of about 90-95%. That's on standard, on par with the highest levels of standards for aging testing, such as epigenetics. So this is pretty landmark, pretty cool. But we can do this from, you can do this from your home. You know, you can do this from your home. And that's something that we think is pretty landmark. Now, we'll also be, taking this, information. We'll be compiling it with our research team to ensure that we can showcase the best possible result of these trials to the general public and prove, you know, that yes, you know, Buckyballs can and does have this same effect in human beings. We expect to see something really good. You know, in the original trials with mice, the most fascinating thing was that the researchers were actually trying to kill the mice with Buckyballs. They were trying to give them so much Buckyballs or Buckminster Fullerene or Fullerene C60 that they could, so they could see exactly what dosage would be effective as a toxic dose.
Yeah, they call it the LD50, right? Where 50% of the rats die, they're like, okay, we found the toxic dose now. Or mice,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And they did this, and what they found was ridiculously remarkable. They found one mouse died, and that mouse was not given any Buckminster Fullerene. That was the mouse in the control group. That mouse died as a result of cancer caused simply through the injection of the substance.
So they used like the vehicle, in other words, or they didn't give them any C60, but did they just inject them with the vehicle, in other words?
They injected them with C60. You know, when you're dealing with mice, you have to do the stomach injections.
Oh, peritoneal. What do they call it? Peritoneal. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have to inject yourself in our trials. This is all oral. They do that with mice because you can't, you know, force feed a mouse.
Right.
Not very well, anyway.
Right.
Apparently. In any case, they gave these something like 2,000 percent of the daily dose. I mean, per kilogram of the mouse's weight, and it was a huge amount.
Right.
And they found nothing. We're obviously we're not going up to that, you know, we're not going that extreme, but we have set a dosage by the standards of the research community that we feel is more than safe. And this, of course, you know, being a safety proven substance currently on the open market, we do feel that that folks, you know, would not need to be worried about.
Right. A lot of people have been taking C60 by themselves quietly for the past 6-7 years now. I took it for about 4 or 5 months and I just ran out and I didn't order it again. Elisa took it too. It's harmless. I mean, it's an antioxidant. That's all it is.
Yeah. Antioxidant with a strong history of use dating back, many years it's just a simple, simple compound,
right?
You know, simple element. Now, we do, you know, what we do want to see is through these trials. You know, just so folks understand what it would be like. You know, the opportunity to be involved in something like this. We do have a team ready to develop analogs. You know, what we want to do is to maximize the potential of this compound. We want to understand more closely exactly why it is helping out in the ways that it is providing these benefits. And we want to create more effective analog substances that can maximize health. And of course, we have other substances and other compounds which we haven't really spoken too much on the show about yet, but we will soon, certain. And these don't have safe levels yet, but we are working with our team in other countries, our research team in other countries, to determine the safe levels of those compounds so that we can have the folks who are so excited to be in these first trials to also participate in those future trials as well.
So we kind of skipped over this, but so in the study with the rodents extended their lives by I think it was over 30%. But more importantly, they ran out of money. They never expected this study to last so long. So these rodents probably could have lived longer, but they ran out of money and they said, we have to end the study. And they were like, well, the rodents are still alive. And they said, we just have to sacrifice them. So the point is that it could have extended these rodents' lives by 50%, 60%. We don't know because they said, you know, we don't have any more money for this study. This is over. We have to get rid of these rodents. So these rodents were still alive at the end of the study. They had already exceeded 30% in lifespan. They're like, oh, the study's over. Just kill all the rodents. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that story is kind of is kind of gory, you know, but at the same time, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, you mean to tell me that if they could have gone with this study, these rodents could have doubled their lifespan maybe? Yes. We don't know.
Yeah. And that's the case. That's what we look forward to seeing here too. Yeah. You know, it's just, we do not know the untapped potential of Buckminster Fullerene. And it's one of so many that simply just hasn't been looked at.
So tell people how, if they go to AscendanceBiomed.com, once they're there, what do they do? How do they get involved in the study?
So just go to AscendanceBiomed.com/Senolytics. And once you're there, you can go ahead and you can sign up in the trial. And then our team is going to reach out to you and we are going to, you know, answer your questions, any questions that you may have. We'll talk to you about the trial, and we'll get you signed up. We'll let you know, you know, there's some costs associated with the trial, but the costs are minimal. The cost of the treatment, the cost of delivery, the cost of data analysis, and all that. But we'll be working with you closely to ensure that your insurance provider can handle things like the blood testing and any sort of things that can be covered by your insurance company, which we believe is you know, likely in most cases 100% of the blood testing. We will do that. And even in those cases where it can't be covered by insurance, you're not going to be looking at a very high cost. These are very basic blood-based treatment, blood-based monitoring regimens. So you're not going to really be looking at very much there.
Let me ask you a question. I'm at the page right now. So without reading all this stuff, there's a form on the right that says first name, last name, email, get more information. Just fill that out and hit get more information, right?
Yep. That's gonna be it there. And that will get you tied in, and we'll start sending you more information, and we'll get you going through the process of enrollment, and we'll get you started right away. You know, we'll probably be ready in about a month to kick off the trials, but these will be ongoing trials. You know, nobody has to really start at once. It's just that once you get started, we want you to stay committed, you know, for at least 2 months. Because that'll show some really credible and good data.
I just sent my information. I'm asking people in the audience to do. Let's do this. Let's do this. Think about how exciting this is going to be. It can't hurt you, number one. But what if you're part of this group in this breakthrough research about C60, and you know what? I'm talking to a company that's coming aboard as a sponsor in a month. They actually make a device called OxyCheck, and it uses breath to verify the antioxidant value of your body. So if you're taking antioxidants, you want to know if it's really working, you can now do that. And I'm like, you know, people buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars of supplements every single month. They don't even know if they're working. I'm so crazy about OxyCheck because I want to use it. I want to know if my regimen is hitting the mark, or is my lifestyle this month so excessive that I need more antioxidants in my body. So testing is magic. It's wonderful. It's like knowing that you're on the right road. So join this study, try C60 for 3 months, and you'll be part of this scientific data. You're like, oh my God, look at this. It really works. You know what's going to happen? If it does what we think it's going to do, you're going to want to buy C60 for the rest of your life. I mean, this is so exciting. I just literally signed up while you were talking. So that's it. That's it. It's done. I'm going to get Elisa to sign up. I already know. I got a few emails the other day about other things, and people said, oh, I signed up for the C60 trial. That was a guy in California, Ravi Reddy, told me he signed up. So, yeah, I think this is cool. We need to get involved. You know, we sit back and we kvetch and we complain about this and that. And then when an opportunity to actually take part in something exciting that will actually move the dial a little bit and you don't do it, then you have no right to complain anymore.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
Hi.
Thanks.
Well, you know you're going to be back on. You're my new favorite person right now, so this is very, very exciting and very cool stuff you're doing. Again, the website is Ascendance, Ascendance, biomed.com, and go there to the Senolytic. You actually have a Senolytics tab also at the top of the – so if you don't use the /Senolytics, I think the – let me see before I'm lying to everybody. Yeah, Senolytics tab will get you there as well, it looks like. But, yeah, this is exciting, and thanks for being on the show with such short notice today, Aaron.
Hey, Carl, it is always a pleasure, and I'm so glad to share this message. You know, I think that your folks out there and folks all over the world, you know, that this is the direction we're all headed in, and I'm glad to be a part of it and here with you.
I'm excited. All right, talk to you soon, brother.
All right, man.
Take care.
Catch you later.
All right, so we're going to also thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And that's the end of today's show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Always thank you for listening, because without you, I'd be sitting here talking to myself. See you tomorrow.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The trial is